The Church Media Podcast, episode 169, A Complete Guide to Using Pads in Your Worship Experience, with Mike Graff, part one. Let's do it.
This is the Church Media Podcast,
the definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media production teams at your church.
Exclusive interviews and church media training from the best minds in ministry and Christian entertainment.
Useful, practical content in the areas of audio, lighting, video, stage design, volunteer culture, and more.
And now, broadcasting from the ministry headquarters of 1230 Media, here's your host, Carl Barnhill.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I've just settled into a season of staying home for a little while. I've been traveling a little bit, most recently to Nashville for SALT Conference, the ASCAP Christian Music Awards, and the GMA Dove Awards, and it got me thinking about this. The crew for conferences like SALT and award shows prepare for weeks and months at a time to present incredible experiences to folks that attend. Luke McElroy is a good friend of mine. You can check out actually several podcast episodes that we did together in our archives. And I know for a fact that SALT, the team at SALT, spend months and months planning and preparing for the conference, as they should. And sometimes, if we're honest, as church media staff and volunteers, we can see Sunday as just another Sunday, when in fact, every Sunday is someone's first Sunday. We talked about that idea at SALT Conference, if you were there, in fact. And we sometimes have the attitude of, oh, it will do, or we can get lazy when it comes to the weekend experience sometimes, if we're honest. So let me talk to volunteers especially right now. When you're on the schedule for the weekend services at your church, the best way that you can serve your church staff and your congregation is to be prepared for Sunday. Learn and know the songs. Practice on the computers during the week if you can. I promise your staff won't mind. Know the order of the service. Ask questions to make sure that you're clear on the journey the audience is going to go on that Sunday. Don't just walk in on Sunday morning and expect to execute everything with excellence if you haven't even looked at Planning Center at all during the week. Every weekend is the Super Bowl. Every weekend is an award show. You may be doing bigger and badder elements at Christmas and Easter, but we should all come around the idea of providing excellence to our congregation every single weekend. People see it, and it makes a difference. All right, this week on the podcast, I'm talking with the owner of Core Sound Music and Core Sound Pads, Mike Graff, will be joining me. Mike has become a fast friend of mine. His projects are all about helping you enhance your media content with great music and enhance your worship experience with incredible pads for your worship leaders, both efforts that we are really excited about as well. We'll spend 2 weeks with Mike as we have a lot to talk about. Part one of my convo with Mike starts after this church media tip.
And now, your church media tip of the week. Useful tips and tricks to help you transform the worship experiences at your church. Here's Carl Barnhill.
People want to enjoy where they serve. They want and long for community. So here's an idea for you. Consider having small groups within your production team based on age or life stage. Small groups within your production team are a great way for your volunteers to spend time with each other, study the Bible together, and grow spiritually in community with each other. It's okay if your volunteers are involved in other small groups, but if you can see enough people that are not already in a group, you might try to form one for a season. It's okay even if you only have a couple of groups. In my experience at one church, we had over 120 volunteers on the team and several small groups of different ages. But it made a big difference in the culture that handfuls of people were in a small group together. So make sure your volunteers are in some type of small group in your church. It makes a difference. We're not just there to push buttons. As leaders of production teams, we need to pastor first.
Get more free coaching for your production team through our blog, podcast, and online resource library. Visit 1230.media/training today. This is an exclusive interview from the Ministry of 1230 Media. Here is Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
My guest today is the Chief Creative over at Core Sound Music, my new friend Mike Graff. Mike has over two decades of experience in leading worship from small venues of dozens of people to thousands of people at a time. Core Sound serves filmmakers and creative professionals worldwide by providing the highest quality stock music you're going to find on the market. You've heard us talk about them before. You've seen emails and all kinds of stuff from us. They're becoming great friends of ours. He's also the founder of Core Sound Pads, which is an incredible tool for worship leaders that really makes your worship experiences come alive. Mike, welcome to the podcast, man. So glad to have you here, dude.
Oh, Carl, it is an absolute honor. Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. Now, before we kind of jump into some questions for you, give us a little bit of your background. How did worship leading come about for you? How did Core Sound come about for you?
That is a great question. I'll do it in as little time as possible. The life story. Well, when I was young, I'm just kidding. So worship leading was something that literally just fell into my lap. It's funny how many different worship leaders have a similar story to that. But, you know, I grew up within the church, became a believer at a young age. And that combined with just some level of musicianship led me to serve in a handful of different worship ministries. But then as time grew on, I was an employee at a local music store, and a group that I sold a sound system to, just the full run for their portable church, they wound up calling me about a week and a half later. They hadn't even launched as a church yet, and they called me and said, hey, the guy who was going to be leading worship for us actually bailed. He moved across the country, and so we're wondering if maybe you could help out and just help us get off the ground leading worship for us until we find someone else. And so I felt like God was saying, hey, this is an opportunity. It's time to go for it. And so I jumped in, and the whole run of that particular church plant, I wound up being the worship leader, which was just a great launch into it. And that was, gosh, I was 15 years ago already, my first leading position as a worship ministry guy. Ever since then, been working at different churches throughout, mostly through the upper Midwest. I'm from the Twin Cities, born and raised up here. Hashtag Bold North. We love it up here. It gets way hotter in the summer than some people realize, so we enjoy just as much of the summer as the rest of the country. But yes, winter gets crazy cold up here. Yeah, so that's kind of the long story short. Spent, gosh, I would say probably at this point getting close to 25 years in local church worship ministries.
Awesome, man. So kind of walk me through, was Core Sound kind of a side hustle that became a business? Walk me through how Core Sound and then the pads kind of started for you.
Absolutely. So, yeah, just as long as I've been a worship ministry guy, I've also been a studio geek. I love getting into the studio. I resonate a lot with what the famed producer and musician Brian Eno says. He refers to the studio as an instrument in and of itself. Like, if you just think of it as an instrument instead of as something in which to capture other instruments, it starts opening up a whole new world of possibility. And I love him, and I love that particular creative approach. So I've been a studio nerd for probably, you know, a couple decades as well, about the same time that I started doing worship ministry. And with that, you know, been recording just some of my own, little singer-songwriter music, nothing serious, but just a chance to cut my teeth on what I was doing in the studio, definitely helping with other people's projects. But the stuff that I got most excited about was the sound design and the ability to manipulate different tones to help them find the best place in the overall mix and the overall sound. And so, yeah, so I've been enjoying that and doing that on the side as a side hustle along with leading worship. And at some point a few years ago, we started looking at adding pad loops or ambient pads or worship pads or whatever you want to call them. They're all the same thing. But we were looking at the church that I was leading worship at the time. We were looking at adding them to our sound and like, oh, this is a really cool resource. I'm surprised they hadn't stumbled upon it yet. And so we started buying them from, you know, all the places that were selling them. But what I was finding, Carl, is that, I don't know, it was my studio geekiness that was coming out when I was listening to these different pads from all over the place. They were hitting basically three big issues. And number one, it felt like they weren't appropriately mixed or EQ'd well so that they would actually sound good when played along with the rest of our worship team. Like, they sounded great when you just listened to them on your computer or just plugged them into your sound system and played it all by itself. It sounded really cool. But again, it's that studio geekiness that starts coming out where if it's getting in the way, if it's taking up the same audio frequencies as other instruments, stuff just starts clashing and it all starts sounding really muddy really fast. And that's what we were hearing in a lot of these pads that were out there. And also we were hearing, so that was number one. Number two, we were hearing a lot of pads that were drawing too much attention to themselves. They were, you know, the dynamics just swung up and down too much. And it didn't feel like it was playing a supportive role. And then number three, we found a lot of pads that were just kind of boring, like somebody just, you know, pressed a note on a keyboard and put a brick on the sustain pedal and just walked away from the keyboard. It just kind of a tonal hum that after about 20 seconds actually becomes quite obvious. It almost is distracting because it's not going anywhere. It's funny how the human ear perceives a constant noise and then gets drawn to it in a bad way. So we were listening to all these different pads, trying to make them fit in our worship ministry, doing a lot of tweaking on all of them. And at some point, it dawned on me and a post-production friend of mine who does all the mixing and mastering. We just said, maybe we should make our own. And it was just a lark. It was not a weekend project. It wound up taking, how long did it take? Probably about 6 to 8 months to make the first batch of core sound pads, the first bundle that we did of eight sounds. But at that point, we loved them. Our church was, it was great to watch how it added this fullness. It added this rich atmosphere, this rich ambience in the background, but didn't swallow up the rest of the worship team. It truly was serving a supportive role. And at that point, we said, well, hey, maybe other people are going to benefit from this too. And we put it up online, and lo and behold, thousands of churches later, we are just blown away at the response that we've gotten. And it's been such a neat thing to be able to provide this type of tonality, this type of resource to worship leaders around the globe.
And kind of going off of that, I want to kind of split our conversation into a little bit of the stock music side and then the pads side just a little bit. So I'm going to kind of swing over to the stock music, and then we'll come back to the pads. So let's kind of start with the basics of stock music. I want to kind of dumb things down just a little bit, or start with the basics just to educate people who may not know, or to just kind of refresh us. So let's just define it. What is stock music?
Stock music, other people call it production music, some people call it royalty-free music, but basically what stock music is it's an alternative to you using one of your favorite songs from one of your favorite artists that you have in iTunes or on Spotify or whatever. A lot of people don't actually know that it is 100% illegal to just grab a song from iTunes, dump it in behind whatever video you happen to be creating, and then just call it a day. That sort of thing is way illegal. You can get charged hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines if you wind up doing that. So, of course, the cheapest way or the least expensive way to add music to your video without having to go commission someone to create custom music, or to have to pay thousands of dollars for a very well-known song to pay for that license. What you can do is you can license royalty-free music, so you basically are just buying the right to use that song in your video. And because they're made by everyday musicians or you know, production musicians who focus on creating stock music instead of trying to get their band's name out there, you can usually get away for fairly inexpensive. And personally, I think that there's an added benefit to going with specific stock music, because if you get the right company that's creating the stock music, they'll have the right ideas, the right ways to EQ that music so that it doesn't get in the way of any dialogue that you want to put throughout the video. It does a good job of adding a nice character to the video. You know, when you think warm or when you think organic or outdoorsy, each of those have a particular sound, and production musicians tend to think in those different characteristics or those different personalities, as opposed to someone who's writing a song to be on the radio, per se. So I think you can get a huge bang for your buck by finding the right stock music company that's going to create great music for you that you can throw behind your videos and call it a day.
I think the downfall, and I've in what we do, making custom media, we use a lot of stock music and different sites. We've used a lot of you guys' stuff recently on a lot of our videos. And I think the downfall a little bit is that there's so few people and companies that do it right and that do it really well.
Yeah.
That a lot of the same people kind of use the same tracks. And so, you know, I'm watching TV and I'll see 3 commercials in one set that I've used the track for. So I think it's a benefit what you guys do in that you have a wide library and a selection, and you've really curated it in a way that's very nice for filmmakers. So kind of walk through that. How do you curate? How have you bundled up your stuff?
So one of the things that we do is we try to bundle our songs together. We have different bundles with different genres or personalities, if you will. We have bundles called upbeat or cinematic ambient or, upbeat acoustic, minimal, modern, basically whatever flavor you're going for. We try to provide you with 6 or 7 or 8 different songs all within that same genre, so that once you've found the price point that you like, once you've found the sound that you like, that you don't have to keep trying to find more and more music kind of within that same vein. You get a variety of options right from the get-go with us. And what we do, again, just to make life as easy as possible for videographers, is when you buy, we call them soundtrack bundles, is what we do. When you buy a soundtrack bundle from us, so let's say you're buying an acoustic soundtrack bundle, you'll get 7 or 8 different full tracks of stock music that can go behind any video. It's got all the licensing covered. But then we also try to do, again, just to save you some time, we'll also bundle in a 60-second version of each one of the songs, a 30-second version of each one of the songs. We'll even bundle in little loops for people who use different programs where you can actually just drag an audio section out and create your own arrangement of the song. It's really handy for people who want to, kind of custom create their video using stock audio that doesn't quite sound like stock audio, that sounds just a little cut above the normal stuff. So that's what we do. We think we're making, what we aim to do is to make videographers' lives easier by not charging them through the nose, by not making them spend hours weeding through libraries to find one good track, and to not hit them with a giant headache of subpar music that they need to weed through. So that's what we do.
I can tell you that with the stuff that we make, having those different lengths, a 15, a 30, a 60, is incredible. And we actually sell our custom media in those same lengths. So we sell 30-second sermon bumper, 60-second sermon bumper. if we need to cut it to a 15, having like a 60 and then a long track, it's, you know, we put it in there and then maybe add the ending or something like that. But it's really easy to move around. And most of the time we don't have to do any editing at all. Like it's right there. So if someone's at a church, they're making their own bumpers, they're making their own series trailers, and it's always 30 seconds or it's always 60 seconds. I think the music that you guys provide really, in those set links really make finding the music extremely quick and painless.
Thanks for the encouragement.
Yeah. Great. So, all right. So you mentioned the term royalty free. So let's walk through some of the legal stuff for a second. So what does royalty free mean in the stock music world? And does royalty free stock music really indeed save me money?
What royalty-free is that instead of paying a royalty to the song creator every time that video is viewed, you pay a one-time fee, basically to license that song forever. And some licenses can get kind of muddy, can get kind of complicated. At Core Sound, we try to make our licenses super simple. Basically, we have two licenses, the standard and the extended. And the way that it goes is... But the easiest way to say it is that if you're probably not going to be making money off the video by the standard license, and if it's going to be a revenue-generating video, then you probably need the extended license. But basically, you pay that one-time license fee, and then you're done thinking about paying for that music ever again. You're not going to get letters in the mail about, here's the royalties that you owe this person because you had this many plays on this video, which for me, as a guy who does some video creation for different clients, it is a wonderful thing to be able to forget about paying anybody else anything once the video is done. You just got all the ties are nicely tied off, and yeah, it's great.
Do you guys also create custom music for filmmakers as well?
Yeah, Carl, we do create custom music. We love working with individual clients, churches, nonprofits, different companies to help them with their sonic branding and creating different soundtracks for them. We absolutely love doing that. It's a different sort of price when it comes to the custom creation stuff because you're actually, working on a set number of hours on certain pieces. And a lot of people who ask for custom music, they're asking not only for that music, but they're also asking for the right to have that church or that company be the only company that ever uses that forever. So custom music is worth it if you have it in your budget. I love doing custom music with these different companies, but it's a little bit of a different perspective than the royalty-free music, which is one of the reasons that at Core Sound we try to make as wide of a variety of different music pieces as possible so that you can still find a really good fit for your video, even if you're on a little bit of a tighter budget.
I'm gonna rabbit trail a second because I think that you and I can really speak to this, and maybe it's an education to some people, or maybe just an encouragement. And that is, yeah. We do a lot of custom media, and we do worship media, which is kind of off the shelf stuff that hundreds of churches use. And kind of similar to you guys in that people buy a bundle, a bunch of different churches use it. And then on the custom side, the price is much higher because you're creating it just for that church and only that church, and they can use it, however they want to. So I guess my question to you is how do we have some people that are, that can be alarmed by the price jump. And so maybe help me educate some people to say, well, this is off the shelf. This is, a lot of churches are using this, so I'm making it one time, and a lot of churches are using it versus the custom. Do you have that tension that you have to manage within your company?
Yeah, I think so. And, let's rabbit trail on this. This could be fun. Carl, one of the things that that I think a lot of people maybe disregard is the idea that royalty-free, like stock music, is not the best fit for their video. I'll kind of wander down this trail for a second.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people just inherently think that having a custom piece built for their video is the best way to go. And in a lot of ways, I would agree with them because there's a lot of conversation back and forth on the specific needs and the specific hit moments, you know, where when you're doing different cuts with your scenes and different lengths and all that. I love that. It's super creative. It's a wonderful thing to partner up like that. But that doesn't mean that you can't find a fit that is, I mean, within like just a couple percentage points.
Right.
Of what a custom track would be by going to our royalty-free stock music database. I think that's a really important point to make. So that when you all of a sudden start looking at the cost of custom music, because you know you're charging per hour, you're also charging if the customer does request for that music to never be used anywhere else. There's kind of a perpetuity license that goes with that, and that can get kind of expensive. What I try to keep encouraging clients is, hey, if you want to go custom, that's absolutely great, but I want you to make full, I want you to be 100% sure that this is the best call for your project, for your ministry. I'm trying to turn away people who say that they want custom work done, but do they want it done merely for the sake of knowing full well in their heart that they have a track that fits their video really well? Because at that point, I could steer them to, you know, 5, 6, 7 different pieces on our website that would do just as fine of a job. And maybe, you know, I'm a pretty firm believer in reactive creativity, where you may hear a certain song and you may start thinking about your video in a little bit of a different way because of how the music can steer you. And sometimes videos can get even better when you use royalty-free music. That might be a jump for some people. That might be just totally off the grid. But personally, I love how music and the visual aspect can really, you know, give and take when you hear a certain music thing. It might inspire the videographer to do something different with the video. So in that sense, royalty-free might be the best option for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a good point. Make sure that you are sure what you want for your church and make sure that it is worth the difference. To do that. So, yeah. So answer this. Who uses Core Sound bundles mostly? Who's your core audience? Who are you seeing coming most of the time to you guys?
Yeah, our core audience, you know, basically are looking at two different groups of people. And I think the first group, we're looking at different tech directors and video directors for mid to large size churches, who come by and have kind of a specific sound that they are looking to outfit several videos with, or maybe even just one video. When you start looking at our prices, the bundles wind up being roughly the same price as just one single track from some other stock music sites. So that's the first customer, is kind of the designated person to create videos for their church, whether it's sermon bumpers, whether it's, you know, announcement reels or mini movies or intro videos or whatever it may be. They're the one who's on point for that. But number two, you know, we see, and I think just as the upcoming generations are more and more tech savvy, we're seeing a lot of worship leaders who have some video and media roles built into their job description who are coming in. And I think those are the people that, truthfully, we probably serve the best, because those people aren't saying, okay, I need to hem and haw over this video for the next 15 to 20 hours and tweak things into place and get it to be, you know, just this this cinematic work of art. I'm not dismissing the value in small tweaks and really performing excellently. But we have a lot of people who say, okay, I've got just a few hours to splice this thing together. We want it to be as pro as possible, to communicate really strongly, for the message to be out there. I need some great music that matches this, and I need it fast. And I think that's the customer that we serve the best, the people who have video on their plate, but it isn't necessarily like a huge part of their job description, so they have a limited amount of time, and we're going to help give them the best results in that limited amount of time so they can keep focusing on everything else they got to do.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. All right, so let's get into the pads just a little bit, Core Sound pads. So
yeah, sure.
Let's start with the basics again for those who may not know. And you explained this a little bit earlier, but what are pads and why do you consider them the secret tool for worship leaders?
That's a great question. So pads are, and whether you call them pads or ambient pads or worship pads or pad loops, whatever you want to call them, they are indeed roughly the same thing. So a pad, what we will refer to as a pad, is essentially an audio file that you press play on, whether it's on your phone or your tablet or your computer. But you press play, and it is this atmospheric ambient sound that that fills up the room. And when I say a sound, it's not like a noise. It's a sound that's created by either by different keyboard and synth patches, created by some different, you know, swelling electric guitars. We've done some stuff with string ensembles, with choirs, with Rhodes pianos, and all sorts of crazy instruments. But at the end of the day, we are designing these sounds that essentially fill in the background of the rest of your worship team's sound. So it works really, really well, especially for small teams that don't have a ton of people on the worship team, but just want their overall sound to be just a little bit fuller. They want it to be a little bit more polished. They kill all of that awkward dead space in between songs. When you have this nice, beautiful pad that's continuing to play once a song is done, and then you switch over to, you know, the new pad in the new key for the next song, that pads serve as a musical safety net of sorts for those moments. So yeah, that's in essence, that's what a pad is. It just, you set it and forget it, and you play it behind the rest of your worship team's sound, and it helps fill in those gaps. It helps smooth out the transitions in between songs, and it really gives you confidence as a worship leader, because you are no longer 100% responsible for all the music, you know, all the audio sound that is coming out of the house speakers for the church. And truthfully, not to get like too meta about it, but I personally think the pads do aid the congregation in removing those potentially distracting elements, like those dead spaces, those moments where you're flipping chord charts or where you're moving capos on your guitar or whatever. It is nice to have that musical glue that can just draw everything together. So that's what pads are. And you know, I know this is a world of a lot of tech stuff. The way that pads are run, you don't have to have any tech know-how, but you don't have to have any special gear for the pads. I know that loops and multi-tracks are a really big thing these days, and rightfully so. They're amazing. I love what all those resources can do. But pads are an amazing option, not just for everyone, especially the loop users and the multi-track users, but for the people who get kind of intimidated by all that different tech stuff, but they still want to just add a little bit of polish, a little bit of a unique way to transform their worship services sound. Pads are an amazingly easy resource to begin using.
Well, what we love doing here is helping churches transform their worship experiences, and the pads that you guys provide really, really do that. It really enhances the mood. It creates the atmosphere, creates the environment. So it really does enhance the environment in a lot of different ways, and kind of fills in, gives it some thickness and some some more going on. So it's really, really great. In fact, I thought about kind of playing some of the samples that you have on your website so that people can kind of get a feel. I'll put it in the show notes so people can easily go over and kind of listen to some of the demonstrations that you've put up, because it really does make a difference.
That's great.
This has been an all-access interview from 1230 Media. For more interviews, training, and exclusive content for your production team, visit 1230.media/training.
Hey guys, I want to take a quick minute to say hello to our sponsors over at Core Sound Music. Most video creators struggle to find music for their videos that isn't cheesy, sometimes spending hours weeding through catalogs of subpar music just to find one good track. You know what I'm talking about. That's where Core Sound Music comes in. They create high-quality stock music to perfectly fit your projects every time. And they intuitively curate their catalog into bundles of music based on genre and mood. The licensing is simple and straightforward too. This is a great way to get amazing, high-quality music and save countless hours in your creative process. And for my listeners, Core Sound is giving 20% off any purchase made on their website. That's 20% off any music bundle of your choice at coresoundmusic.com. Simply use the promo code CHURCHMEDIA at checkout for 20% off any purchase from their incredible catalog of production music. Again, use the promo code CHURCHMEDIA, all one word, at checkout at coresoundmusic.com and receive 20% off any purchase from their growing library of production music. That's coresoundmusic.com, coresoundmusic.com. Check them out today. To learn more about our network of podcasts, you can visit 1230.media/podcasts. We have another show directed right at student pastors and leaders called The Youth Room. It's hosted by Trevor Miller and Daniel Stavanis. It's really, really good. The guys are helping churches transform their student worship experiences. All the info for both of our shows are online at 1230.media/podcasts. That's 1230.media/podcasts.
On the next Church Media Podcast.
Next week on the show, I welcome back Mike Graff from Core Sound Music. We're going to be wrapping up our discussion about using pads in your worship experiences. That's next week. And in 2 weeks, I will welcome the legendary Bill Thrasher to the podcast. Bill has worked for decades in media and ministry. He's been a consultant, designer, engineer, instructor, mentor, and more. His work includes projects with Disney, Billy Graham, the Gaithers, Pat Boone, and as the principal sound engineer for the Super Bowl. The dude is a serious legend in creating experiences for thousands upon thousands of people. He is absolutely incredible. You don't want to miss our three-part series with Bill. It starts in 2 weeks on the show. And thank you for listening this week. Go out there, guys, and create some incredible experiences this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
The Church Media Podcast is a production of the Ministry of 1230 Media and produced by David Michael Hyde. For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your team, visit thechurchmediapodcast.com.